black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of the last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues always pressed to your cheeks, while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. To tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe, won't trust me. She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe, won't trust me.
X's on the back of your hands, wash them in the bathroom to drink like the bands. And your set list you stole off the stage, had red and purple lipstick all over the page.
And bruises cover your arms, shaking in the fingers with the bottle in your palm. And the best is no one knows who you are, just another girl alone at the bar.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe, won't trust me. She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe, won't trust me.
Shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Don't trust a hoe, won't trust me. She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe, never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe, won't trust me.
All right, and that was Sakono singing Don't Trust Me by 303. Black dress. Oh. Yes?
We smashed that. So, Sakono, I like this. It's that awesome Sakono energy that I really, really love. So it was great. I didn't have much to say. I don't have anything to say. I just sat back and enjoyed it and stuff. Kind of, in a really strange way. You know when you just, when it says, like, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. And there's, like, the girl and mom's in the background. I kind of wish Sakono had done that. That's, like,
it wasn't
really
Sakono?
Weird to watch. No, it wasn't in this version.
Oh, it wasn't in it?
But I don't care. It's just kind of like a strange thing I would have liked to hear Sakono.
I wish I would have heard Sakono.
I don't know why.
Girly moans.
No, that's really good.
I'll just have to live with my imagination. Ugh.
What did you think?
I really liked this. I liked your performance a lot. I guess I'll have to share this. When your song first came on, I wasn't expecting this song. I don't know what song I was expecting, because all the other ones have been kind of like chill. You know, we had Ingrid Michaelson, we got some musicals and stuff. And then yours came on. And I was like, oh, yes! I didn't do it like that, though, and I don't know why I just did it like that.
Michael Jackson.
Were you doing the
You said it like Michael Jackson?
I don't think I did. Oh, when I did the first one, I was like, ow!
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like that. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, but I did this. I did it more weird when I first did it.
Michael Jackson, but more weird.
It was like a bird. It sounded like when I did it the first time. Anyway, I really liked the song and I loved your performance. And I am really pleased to hear it again.
Yeah. Eyes pleased.
The gods are pleased. We're pleased.
Yeah.
Welcome to the race for Mount Olympus. Where is he from?
To say his name.
Fine, say his name. Like you can say.
I will. Tiny. His name is Tiny Kariani.
Tiny. Tiny, Korean. Like little, small. Yes. He's a little Sakona.
Because he's a tiny Korean boy. He's like cute. So I thought it would be funny.
But he is trying to fight for Mount Olympus. Shouldn't he? Couldn't you like give him, make him both
charm them,
and everything?
Charm them over.
Help him.
His name, you know what? A name means nothing. Okay, you can be as big or as little as you want. Don't be ruled by your name, Sakona.
Should call him Little Tiny Sakona. I mean, I was gonna say Big Tiny Sakona, or Tiny.
Oh my! Sakona. From Sparta.
Oh.
So breaks up the
He's tearing it up with the girls.
Party. Yeah, yes. He's living it up with the ladies. So up next we have Ross.
I wanted to do like, oh my gosh, I can't form a sentence. I'm gonna cut this part anyway. But I wanted to do it like, oi, what is that I see? A wild Ross has appeared.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my line. No one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
And that was Ross.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah, what did you think?
I really love this. When I saw that you had auditioned, I was like floored. I was like, Russ? Really? Oh my gosh,
and
Russ?
No, he was on like a show while singing, like show hiatus or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. But like, just the fact that he auditioned for like a show that I'm doing, I felt like it really like humbled me actually, because I'm like, Russ is so amazing. I've competed against him before, but you know, and have him do this show, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I'm just so like honored. But anyway,
I so appreciate the participation.
Yeah, I mean I like, I'm like everybody else, I've been like really just kind of, I don't know, this is gonna be like a really kind of heartfelt moment, but really like this is my first show I'm doing, and just to see like people lining up for it, it really kind of just really, you know, really, you know, I'm
it
really
touchy.
It does, and I'm really grateful. You know, like, I mean, Russ was a big one just because I've from date like my first time being on the forums, like Russ has always been there that I've been competing against, and so to see him in a show that I'm doing is just kind of like, oh. But like also to see new people too, like, you know, like yeah, like Malt and your friend Rosamae, like just to see these people that they're auditioning for the show, and you know, it's just in Kono and you know, Axel, and I don't want to go through the list. No, I'm making it long, but really, like this is how I'm feeling.
Love right now.
I know, like, I mean, it's not just, you know, about Russ, but it's like about everybody. And I just want to say thank you guys. I know I just didn't want to sound like I'm just totally excited. Just Russ is in this. I mean, there's Amvi and Gil, like everybody. I'm just so
everybody.
I'm just so grateful you guys are auditioning, and I just had to bring that up. But anyway. Moving on, back to you, Russ. I just, listening to the song, I love listening to you, because every time I do, it's like you send me on a magical musical trip, like musical theater, you know, like I just, you know, I just love that feeling of those songs, and I'm not very good at performing them, but I just love it listening to other people sing them, and they just send me on this, you know, like I feel what you're doing in this, and you create images in my head, and that's what I felt here, and I really love this song, and I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, like I have no vocal notes whatsoever. I start off with just no, like tiny note, like there was like a weird splice at one point in the song, just in case you didn't know or something, that was like strange to me, but apart from that, like. No, I had nothing bad to say about it. Like, I really loved how you kept it kind of conversational, like in the same vein as the original. Then it was still like sung to. I just like lived it. I was kind of like transported, and it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yay! You pleased the muses and the gods, Russ. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Beardus Russo.
What?
Beardus Russo.
That's interesting.
If you see it. It's because he's got a beard.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh, it's so funny. Russ is from Athens. Shut up. He's from Athens. So
oh,
he
gosh. Athens is like all these guys. Holy crap.
It's a sausage fest.
I know. It's amazing. I told you, Athena loves looking at her men.
Gil and Russ.
Holy crap, yeah. Man. I wish I was in that town right now.
You like a sausage? Anyway, right, moving
all
on.
All these good guys are in there.
All right. Next is Malt.
Malt!
Maltine.
Maltine.
that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard all your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
And that was Malt singing Someone Like You by Adele.
Yeah. Malty. I really liked how you made this your own, Malt. Like, I really like, I know Dylan makes comments a lot about how you can tell a story with a song. And you, I feel like you really, really did that with this. And I thought the song was really great. I don't have like anything to say. I just really enjoyed it. I thought that you gave a really nice emotional performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like this, and I think, yeah. Sorry, like, Jenna Marbles ruined this song for me, but I think you brought it back. You, check out that clip. Anyway.
That's a compliment.
It's a compliment, I'm not saying, like.
No, I'm saying, yeah, that's a compliment, like, yeah. Bringing the song back up to Jenna Marbles.
Yeah, she flipping. Although, it's just this one phrase. That in the song, she ruined it. So, like, anytime I just thought of Adele sitting in your living room eating chips. Anyway. I really like this. Yeah, you just have a really great way of, like, expressing yourself in the song. And I did like how you just kind of, you didn't, I mean, you had a little power to your voice, but you still kind of kept it, like, tender and a little, like, you know, you were hurting from this.
Yeah, it was, like, a really tender.
Yeah, and I really liked, I liked where you were coming from. I mean, I know Adele does it as well, but I felt it more with you. Like, it was more of, like, Adele, you know, she was singing it and feeling it, but you, I could really feel it when you were singing it. And I like it when people do that. I like it when, I mean, it wasn't like you totally changed the interpretation, but I like it when people make it their own in how they would interpret it. But I really like this, and I, oh my gosh, I can't really say anything bad, like... I just really liked it, and, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, I know there's other things I could say about this.
I think we liked it.
Yeah, I think we liked it.
Let's not stress the, we liked it more. You impressed.
Well, I just don't want to be like, oh, I liked it. I'm trying to, like, be expressive on why I like it, mm-hmm. But we like it.
We
used to like you, Humboldt.
Malte Coppi.
What?
Malte Coppi. That's what I named her.
Naughty Cuppy?
No, Malte.
Oh, okay. Malte, I got it.
It's spelled like Malte Coppi. It's like, yeah. Because the name was like, is Malt Cup, right? Or is it just Malt now? I don't know.
I thought it was just, but, yeah. What is Malt?
Maybe I'm being crazy.
I know she has like a, anyway.
But she, yeah, Malt, you would be from Ithaca, so you join Janie and Theatre and Axel Dino,
excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we have a super noob.
Super noob!
She's so new. She's like, super out of the box.
Super noob, out of the box. Yeah, for everyone to play with. But not in a sexual way.
oh my god, you're gonna scare her away. What I play with
that's
in a
what
sexual
happens.
Way.
I came off of sexiest voice. Look what you guys did to me.
We corrupted you.
You did.
Okay, so it's Spurbet.
Oh,
that's her name.
I was pronouncing it.
Yeah, that just reminded me of, you know, Bridget Jones's diary. She's like, Mr. Fitzherbert, because that is his name. And when she does that, it just was like that. Like, when I was like, Spurbet, that is her name.
I think it's Spurbet.
Yeah.
Like, Spurbet.
Spurbet.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, Super Noob up next.
Hide and seek, he wants to play a game.
Find a detective, I'm gonna let him get away.
And that was Spurbit with I Don't... Oh, what was the song? Key Plus Words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think?
I like this. Like, I don't know what it's from. It sounds like it's from an anime.
Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly. Well, it says TV size. I'm guessing it's like a theme to a show. It's not any show that I recognize, but I really like this. I mean, I feel like the... I feel like it was a touch too loud. I don't know. It could be me, though. But I really liked it. I was like, you know, I was like, really good. And then your harmonies came in. And I was like, oh, man, this is really good. And I really liked it. Like, I'm really excited to see what you can bring. I mean, not just to this show, but to VH. Because you sound really, I was really impressed. And I'm excited to have you on the show. I mean, one of your first shows on this on the forums, and I'm really happy that you chose us.
She went for On the Record first too. Mm-hmm. So kudos to On the Record for bringing you, because you're awesome. Mm-hmm. I really liked this too. It was like the energy was like so awesome on it. It was really good, and your vocals were like really solid, and you have like a great tone to your voice. And I'm excited to see you compete.
Mm-hmm, me too. I'm really excited. I love new people. I wasn't expecting new people here on our show.
So, like, I think I'm pleased.
Oh, I'm pleased. I'm pleased.
The gods are pleased.
I'm pleased as well.
So, Spurbetta, you are from Troy. So you joined the ranks of Rosemay, Oliviana, and Silva Solbird.
Silva Solbird.
Silvera Solbird. So, may have all noticed that we have four hometowns, and there's currently four people in each hometown.
Oh.
But we got an extra audition.
Mm-hmm.
So... that me, because I randomized the list to come in an order clockwise. Up next we have Rain, and providing he gets on the show,
maybe not.
He will be a Spartan.
Sparta.
Yeah. So let's listen.
Yes, let's listen.
Take a look at the mountain, stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see. And think of me. Take a look at the desert, do you feel like a grain of sand? I am with you wherever, and where you go is where I am. And I'm always thinking of you. Take a look around you. I'm spelling it out one by one. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll say it again and again. I love you more. Just a face in the city, just a tear on a crowded street, but you are one in a million, and you belong to me. And I want you to know that I'm not letting go, even when you've come undone. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I've taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll say it again and again. I love you more. Yesterday and today and tomorrow, I'll say it again and again. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today, through the joy and the pain, I'll sing it again and again. Fathom. I love you more than the sun, and you shine for me.
And that was Rain singing More by Matthew West. Mm-hmm. Mm. How did you like it?
Rain, I like really like your voice. You have a great tone and you have like a really nice vibrato. It's not too heavy, but it's not barely there either. It is good. I just really like this, actually. I felt like sometimes you just need a bit more confidence when going like into your higher register and stuff, because sometimes you just like felt a little bit under pitch, but that's just a confidence thing, I think. And I think that like I could really hear you on like some Muse or something like that.
Ooh,
like maybe
further down the line. I like that idea.
I can hear the kind of stuff that you'd be singing, and like you have a great voice, you have like great like raw materials and stuff, and this was like really like this was good technically too, and I just thought this is great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, like I feel like you're another one of those people that like once you just unlock that thing that's just holding you back, you're just gonna be amazing. And like I felt like, yeah, there were some little like there were things where like when you first started it was kind of like, you know, just kind of, but then when you hit the chorus, it just like kind of opened up and you're just really, it just felt really good.
It felt really
I know
good.
I said opened up and felt really good. I felt dirty. Anyway, I didn't mean to.
Oh my.
Where do I go from here?
To the next last minute audition. No.
Well, I mean, I really, really liked it. And I just feel like you need to have more support and be more confident in when you're singing. Like, you know.
Yeah, but it was still, like, really
it was
good,
still good. It was good. I'm just saying that, like, there's a couple things. And then there was, like, I think, was it, like, a key change or something? Like, near the end? It kind of changed a little bit, yeah. And you were a little off. So just watch that. Practice that jump and make sure. Just practice it, you know. Sometimes you you know, I have sometimes have to do things like 50 times before I get the jump right. So just, you know, practice makes perfect. And I think this is really good.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just like your voice. There's just something about like your tone. It was just really nice. And your vibrato was really great. So. Uh-huh. So we're moving on to our last.
No, oh, wait. We have to assign him a place.
Well, I was going to say we're moving on to our almost last placement of where you are. Let's see. What I just did. I saved myself.
I like that. I like what you did there. Yeah, so Rain. Your name is just Rain, but it's spelled in a Greeky way, maybe.
Greeky.
I didn't know what to do with Rain. I was going to maybe call you like Cloud or something.
Rain Dino.
you're from Sparta, so you joined Secondor, Hadrigal Lightly 13, Rochelle Yula, and Ambi Lee, which will please you greatly, I'm sure. Ambi and Rain are really good friends in real life.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's really cool. That's cool how that worked out. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have things planned for the towns, but it's not like you're solely like reliant on them.
Yeah, they're just kind of like,
it's just like little things. Extra. Yeah, nothing really gonna hurt you.
So don't like panic.
Yeah, it's not like we're saying like you guys have to work as a team to win this. No.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
It just happens that it's certain things. Yeah.
Yeah, little things we're not gonna give away quite yet. No. So we got like a last minute audition.
Yes. Last minute is another
male member of VH. So that actually, if this person gets through, it makes the ratio of guys to girls is equal. We'd have the same
crazy amount, which is pretty cool. Because like in normal life, normally when you have a group of people singing, it's always like millions of girls and like two boys or guys.
So it's cool.
And so I'm really like equal. Wow.
So. Do you want to say who the...
I do. The up next is Lucidity.
Lucidity. That was Lucidity spinning round like a record. Mm.
Hey, Laura.
What?
You spin me right round, baby. Right round like a record, baby. Right.
It's too late for this. You're making me too excited. What did you think?
Hey, I think it's the perfect time if it's late. All right. Hi. Oh my gosh. When I heard it was this song, apparently I missed it. Like the first time it was performed on Expedition.
Maybe you came into the lesson late or something.
Yeah. I may have missed it. I don't know. I know I heard it, but I didn't. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. When I heard this song, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Dead or Alive. I love this song. And so, and then to hear you sing, I was just like, oh my gosh. One thing I was sad about was I wish there were more like effects in it. It felt just really like just straightforward, you know, just your voice. And I love this song so much. And I know there's effects in it. So I was like, I wish you would have done some great effects. But I like this. There's just something about your voice. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just being crazy or off the chart, but I was just like, man, I want to hear him on some.
There's like a smoke. So like, yeah. It's just voice. Like,
I want to hear him on like rock like or something. I don't know.
I like it. I like him on the idea of him on swing. I think I've heard him on swing. I'm Quick and the Dead, and it, I really liked it.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'd like to hear that too. What do you think?
I really like this. Like, I don't like the song.
Oh, I love this song. How can you not like this song?
Well,
I just think of Adam Sandler.
Oh, not that made me like it.
From that movie. That movie was flipping awesome. The Wedding Singer? Hello. You haven't but seen
I liked,
it.
I liked Lucidity on it. I liked your voice on it. I thought that it was like good technically, and I just thought it was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. So, Lucidity, you are from Athens, and you joined the hordes of men that are living in Athens.
I wish I lived in Athens. They have all those great guys there.
He's living with Ross, Gil Dragon, Megadizzy, and Genesis.
Yeah, and that is a crazy town there, I tell you. Athena just likes her men.
Maybe they can hook up with Ithaca. Which is all ladies.
Uh-uh.
Oh, foxy ladies. Ithaca is X-Album.
Yeah. I was like, I thought
X-Album no, I'm thinking of Troy. In there.
Troy. Troy has all the girls.
Where are them girls at?
Lovely ladies. All the single ladies.
All single ladies.
All the single ladies.
All single ladies.
Now put your hands up.
Up and no, okay. Sorry, crazy. Like
we're just like off our rockers. We're just like we've had so many problems with this episode recording. Anyway,
yeah. So that concludes. I'll go through and read a list of everybody who is in the competition and where they're from. So in Sparta, we have Ambili, Rochelle Yuler. Article 13, Sikono and Rain. In Athens, we have Genesis, Megadizzy, Gil Dragon, Russ, and Lucidity. In Troy, we have Sylvain Solbird,
Olivier,
Rosen May, and Spurbet. And in Ithaca, we have Axelin. Who else do we have in Ithaca? Athena 31. Jane Gale of 7, and Malt. So, Axelman's living it up with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Lucky man right there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it. The race for Mount Olympus has now begun.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Excitement. So, it's time. First, we'll talk about due dates.
Yes.
So, round one will be due 2359 EST on the 5th of June. This is because I'm going to Spain on Saturday. This is kind of like an impromptu trip because some things went wrong and I have to like take someone's place long story short, I'm going to Spain for a week on Saturday. So I'm not going to be here a week today. So you guys get 2 weeks to think of the challenge, which I think will be cool. Like, it's nice to kind of have that 2 week period before the show starts.
Give yourself to think about something.
So that leads us on to the first god you guys need to impress your way past. Do you want to say who it is?
Oh, yeah. Let me think about it for a second. The god you have to please is Aphrodite.
So Aphrodite, born from sea foam and married off by Zeus, the non-threatening, apparently, Hephaestus, she is goddess of love and beauty. So to impress her, you'll have to serenade her with a love song. And, you know, quite frankly, any love song is bound to score some points with her. So it can be any genre, style, or artist of your choosing. But, and this is where your theme comes in, it can be any love song, but the heart can be a very fickle thing and often brings out extreme reactions and emotions in people. So overdramatic and crazily soppy songs are just as likely to appeal to Aphrodite as something incredibly heartfelt, emotional, and sincere. So therefore, if you really want to get like top theme points from us for impressing Aphrodite, you should find like the most soppy and ridiculous song. Like, but you can feel free to overperform it as well, make it like ridiculous, or something on the opposite end, like something really sincere, emotional, and heartfelt. But you know, if you pick a love song, then you're gonna score like decently. So don't worry like too much. But just to get those top marks, you know, you just go for the extremes and stuff. And then obviously, you know, your vocal points, you are the 5 points that you get can get from each of us, is just like technical stuff. So that's that. It kind of like takes the pressure off from the vocals, because you can earn these points by some like really interesting unique song choices and things. Also, just not trying to bombard you guys with information, but next week each of us muses can pick a favorite, and we can give you an extra point to carry on to whatever score you get the next week. So you're also next week competing for an extra point in the subsequent round to help you. If anyone, that'll be explained really clearly in the email. It's quite simple. It's just a little extra boost that you can earn for yourself going into the next round. And that'll be explained in an email. And if anyone has any questions, just feel free to ask me or Lash. So yeah, that's due 2 weeks today, basically 23:59 EST on Tuesday the 5th of June. Hopefully we will be joined by beloved star.
Yes, our third to complete the trio.
So I'm excited. And I'm really, like, happy to have so many auditions and stuff in like, a time when, like, so many shows are casting and stuff like that. Like, I think it's so cool that everyone on VH is just so involved. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful for all of you who auditioned. I was going to say, and those who didn't make it through, but y'all made it through.
Because we easy.
But
for this.
For now, don't let that, you know, misguide you. You know, things will step up as this competition goes, and so
we'll not say anything, obviously. Like, judging, I'll get like more in depth and stuff when there's like, as the competition progresses, but we're kind of chill, so don't, like, it's not gonna get like crazy or anything.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be a fun show, and I'm really excited.
I'm really excited, and I'm really excited to see what, you know, we have new people, and we also have people who have been on the forums for a while, and so I'm really excited to see not only the new people and see what they're going to bring, but also to see how the veterans are going to step it up. And
I'm excited. So I think that's everything.
I think so too.
Another thing I'd want to plug is this show.
Oh, my gosh. Fine.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we will totally see you in 2 weeks. You will be getting an email. And yeah. Any questions? Just bring on over to Garnet or Lash. Mm-hmm. And we will totally see you in 2 weeks.
Totally.
Ta-ta. Bye.
Good night.